Hello.
Yes, my name is Gwen, and I have a charge on my account, and I'm trying to figure out what is this for.
Give me one moment, ma'am. Can you provide me that zip code so I can pull up an account to at least assist you?
Sure, it's 95688.
95688. Yes, ma'am, and that first and last name?
I'm sorry?
That first and last name?
Gwen Huff.
And can you verify the shipping address?
553 Wicklow Drive, Vacaville, California.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment while that account is being loaded up.
Okay, thank you. It says Express Appliance. I'm from, what did I buy? I didn't buy anything.
Yes, ma'am. That's the company name. Give me one moment while that account is loaded up and I'll be able to assist you more.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And what were the charges you was inquiring about on your account today, ma'am?
Okay, I have a charge in my account for $67.32. And it was charged on December 13th.
December the what?
13th.
Yes, ma'am. I do see a charge for December the 12th for $67.32. That came from that $7.95 for that tactical bag. Give me one moment while I look at that product.
For what now?
A tactical bag that was shipped
I
that
didn't
you
buy that.
ordered. Okay, ma'am, that's considered fraud. I have to get you over to our fraud department.
Okay, what kind of bag?
A tactical bag? It's like a book bag.
Who's the order from? I mean, I don't remember ordering it a
It
tapa.
was from December the 5th, which was a Monday. You paid shipping and handling for $7.95. I see that it was shipped to you on December the 6th, which was a Tuesday.
I ain't got no bag. What kind of bag?
A tactical bag. It's like a sports bag made for men.
That ain't me. I didn't order that. I mean, unless somebody got my debit card.
Yes, ma'am, but it's a tactical sports bag, like for sports and stuff. Mainly men buy them. But I do have to get you over to the fraud department because this charge was from December the 5th, and I can only deal with charges, recent charges. I can't deal with anything after the 12th. So I have to get you fully transferred over to our fraud department. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, and where was it delivered to? It wasn't delivered to my house.
That shipping address that you have on file, which is 553 Wicklow Drive.
I didn't order that. I don't need no. You said a topical bag or
A tactical bag, it's like a book bag.
what color?
Black.
I ain't order that. If it's got delivered, it wasn't delivered to my house, unless they ordered, because I
And
worked during
then,
the day, and
let,
once it arrived, they came and got off my porch.
okay, ma'am. Let me get everything notated so I can get you transferred to fraud.
Okay, yeah, because I don't need no bag. And you said it was delivered on the 5th?
No, ma'am. It was delivered on the, let me go back and look, on the 6th.
On the 6th?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. It wasn't delivered here unless they delivered it here and came off and got it off my porch. And what's the name of the company? Essential Appliance? Express
yes,
Appliance?
Yes, ma'am. That's the company, ma'am.
I never even heard of you guys.
That's not the company we work with. We're a third-party customer service center that serves over 100 different companies.
Oh, I didn't order no bag, though. Did anybody sign for it?
I can't see if anyone signed for it or not, but USPS most definitely can. I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department now.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.